ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَلَيْتَ شِعْرِي يَا سَيِّدِي وَإِلَهِي وَمَوْلَاي. Would that I knew my master, my Allah and my protector. أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَ. Whether you will give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down, prostrating before your greatness. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَ. And the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness. To the part where it says, مَا هَكَذَا الظَّنُّ بِكَ. No such opinion is held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبْ. Nor has such been reported, thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the Generous. One important aspect of this excerpt of the supplication is that the true servant is having a really good idea about Allah. A human who is a believer, righteous, and virtuous, he is going to seek Allah's path during his lifetime, and he should have a good idea about Allah's mercy. He is sure of the forgiveness and blessings of the Almighty Allah since he has had it during his lifetime. And our supplications, specifically this very Kumail supplication, is replete with the instances of the servant confessing to this fact that he has done sins, but he's hopeful. He has entertained a good opinion of the Almighty Allah. In other words, while the servant is in fear of the hereafter and Allah's chastisement, he should be hopeful of the benevolent treatment at death time. Not just that, but also in the purgatory, and especially on the last day, so he's always seeking forgiveness of the sins. Everyone should be hopeful of Almighty Allah. Everyone should be hopeful that Allah will accept the efforts bringing the servant to the paradise among his true friends.
I wish I had known, O my master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness? Or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you. or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So about having a good idea about Allah, entertaining a good opinion of Him, the infallible Imams have considered this about Allah as a result of one's positive effort. So there seems to be two-way relationship with husnul dhanni billah and action. The more you act based on your belief of the good opinion of the Almighty Allah, the more becomes your action based on that opinion you have entertained. In their traditions, Imam Ali alayhi salam, for example, states, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ أَن تُخْلِصَ الْعَمَلَ وَتَرْجُوَ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنِ الزَّلَلِ. Having good idea about Allah is attempting sincerely for Him and hoping for Allah's forgiveness of your sins in return. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ أَن لَا تَرْجُوا إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَا تَخَافْ إِلَّا ذَنْبَكَ. Having good idea about Allah is to be hopeful in no one but Allah and to fear nothing but your sins. So, as we have, I assume, mentioned earlier on, to entertain a good opinion of Allah is a part of recognition of Him. Allah, the Exalted, has told us that He will give to the servants in accordance with their good opinion about Him. That is why one of the greatest sins is being hopeless of the mercy of Almighty Allah, specifically on the night of Qadr. The night of decree is so important that everyone should be hopeful of His mercy. People will all be forgiven except the one who is not entertaining a good opinion of Allah, who has su'ul dhanni billah. That is why the Almighty Allah says, I will give to my servants as my servants think of me. According to a divine narration, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. In this regard, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, invoke Allah while you are confident of the response from Him. And this is very important because one of the requisites of the acceptance of prayers is to be hopeful of His mercy. And this is important because sometimes we might pray to Allah, we might worship Him, we might supplicate, ask Him our requests, but we might not be given, we might not be answered. And we might be falling into a state of despair, and this despair would veil us from the mercy of Almighty Allah. We'll talk about this more, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the